This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins, with no time to lament lost opportunities from their weekend series versus Cleveland, as Kansas City has rolled into Target Field for a three-game set. The Royals just a half a game back of the Twins for second in the Central and for the second wild card spot in the American League. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Chinowski. The Twins are 65-52, 3.5 games behind Cleveland, while the Royals are 65-53, already with 9 more wins this season than they had all of last year. They were aggressive as a buyer at the trade deadline, and the Twins are going to be facing the teeth of the Royals rotation this series. Pablo Lopez gets the start tonight for the Twins. He looks to bounce back from his 4-run, 5-inning outing last Tuesday against the Cubs. He took the loss and is 10-8 with a 4.74 ERA on the season. Now, Pablo defeated the Royals back in the season opener. He's 4-1 lifetime versus KC. Brady Singer goes for the Royals, and he is also looking to rebound from a rough one. He allowed 4 runs on a season-high 10 hits in 5-plus innings a week ago against Boston. The righty, 8-7 with an ERA just over 3. One of those wins this year came against the Twins back in the third game of the season, and he is 3-6 in his career against Minnesota. Twins looking to snap a 2-game losing skid. Let's rewind to yesterday's series finale against the Guardians. Byron Buxton's homer in the second made it 1-0. It was the only run the Twins would get off of Tanner Bibee in 5 2/3 innings. David Festa ran into trouble in the fourth. Jose Ramirez homered leading off the inning to tie the game. Festa would leave with runners at second and third and one out. Jorge Alcala came on and got the Twins out of the inning. A tough sixth for Caleb Thielbar and Cole Sands. David Fry's one-out solo shot off of Thielbar gave Cleveland the lead. Caleb then walked the next two. Sands came on and was greeted by 3 consecutive run-scoring hits. It was a 4-run inning, Cleveland up 5-1. With Royce Lewis on, Buxton connected off of Nick Sandlin in the eighth, Byron's 13th career multi-homer game. Twins within 2 at 5-3. High drama in the bottom of the ninth. The Twins had the bases loaded with no outs against Emmanuel Clase, but the righty and Cleveland escaped.
Nobody's out. Bases are full. Twins down 2. The pitch. Swung on. Foul tipped. Did he hold it? He did. Naylor holds on, and Castro strikes out. Pitch delivered. Swung on. Hit sharply back up the middle. Picked up by Jimenez. Flips to Rocchio. Over to first. Double play. and the Guardians get out of it and win the game.
Yeah, the Houdini just stunned crowd, Twins players, Twins announcers down in the studio. Guardians held on 5-3. They left town with the same lead they had when the four-game series began, that being 3.5 games. The momentum of the big doubleheader sweep by the Twins on Friday gone. Got to turn the page quickly, though, because KC is up next in what is a tough August for the Twins. We are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort Casino. Say hello to Chris Atterbury and Danny Gladden. Danny, going to start with you. Welcome back after the Twins Hall of Fame weekend. You're always looking good in that blue blazer, my friend. But I'm just going to say we get a chance to see not just a good series between good teams, but one of the better players in baseball in Bobby Witt Jr.
You know, he's the impact player on this club, no question about it. And he's, they're talking MVP stuff right now with some of the numbers that he's putting up. But he leads the league in hits. He leads the league in runs scored, slugging. He's just across the board, does so many different things. When you want to talk about a five-tool player, he is the definition. He should be the poster boy of a guy that can do it all. And he can do it all. He's a game changer. He can beat you in so many ways. And we're talking about his offense right now, slugging, doubles, homers, triples. He steals bases. And then when you put his bat away, he goes out and he can win a ball game with his glove out there.
Yeah, he can beat you in about a million different ways. And because of that, you have to make sure that, A, the other guys aren't on base in and around him. There's a reason Vinny Pasquantino, Sal Perez, who hit 3-4 behind Bobby Witt, have racked up some crazy RBI numbers. I would argue, Danny, best job in baseball offensively might be Vinny Pasquantino's hitting in between Bobby Witt Jr. and Sal Perez.
You know, but and coming in here, he hit a home run about a week ago. Since that home run, he is 0 for his last 11. Catching him at the right time.
Well, and Pablo Lopez has caught these guys, Gino, at the right time a lot. Among active Royals, collectively, they hit .185, OPS sub-600 against Pablo Lopez. He's been at his best against the boys in blue.
And that's what I want to point out. First of all, the stuff on Bobby Witt Jr., great conversation right there. We're going to double down on it later on in the lineup card with a great segment for a storyline on him where guys from both dugouts and Bobby Witt himself talk about his season and what he has done. But Pablo Lopez, he's got to set the tone today. He's got to go deep. We're hit the point with the Joe Ryan injury where the Twins' rotations really, when you think about it, it's Pablo, it's Bailey Ober, it's keep trying to get as many good outings as you can out of Simeon Woods Richardson. And then, let's just be honest, no offense to the guys, but it's question marks when you start throwing out Festa. Zebby Matthews scheduled to most likely be going tomorrow. So Pablo, Danny, has got to set the tone.
No question. I think that, you know, the bullpen is also, you know, set up. But if he could go deeper in the ball games, keep this good offensive by the Kansas City Royals in check, let's go ahead and get the first win out of the way and then kind of you piece it together. Let the analytics people, let the coaches do their work behind the scenes. Get the game plan. Let's figure it out coming out tomorrow.
I'm excited about the young arms. I think they have great role models in Pablo and Bailey. I think the player development system has got them in a place where they're not scared. The talent is there. The Royals have a reverse situation. They've had moments where the bullpen's been really good. They added Ursig from Westmont High School. He's been really good. Their rotation's really good and really healthy.
We get to face their best three.
Yeah, but where they've lost games is late. They lose sometimes. That bridge and that bullpen has been a little hit or miss for the Kansas City Royals.
See if the Twins can't take advantage of that, much like Cleveland was able to come in here over the weekend and claim the season series against the Twins. The Twins, with two victories in this series, would claim the season series against the Royals
could
and have that tiebreaker.
That could be a big deal in a lot of different ways.
All right, thanks, guys. We've been at the park again. Great to have Danny back. Thanks to Treasure Island Resort Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. You know, the Twins used four guys out of the pen yesterday. Here's Rocco on the relievers available to him tonight.
I think we're going to be okay. I mean, our guys have pitched a fair amount. We're going to hit a spot at some point, likely in this series, where we're going to kind of push some of our other pitchers into these games. You know, you could see Blewett, you could see Winder back out there. You know, guys give us an inning or two, because we're going to need it at some point. But I don't think we're going to have anyone that's really down today, which is a good thing.
Randy Dobnak tossed three innings yesterday. He was sent back down to St. Paul earlier today as lefty Steven Okert is back from the bereavement list. Rocco chats about this tough Royal club next. Later on, we feature Bobby Witt Jr., and we get the scoop from another one of the Twins' better halves. This series versus the Royals is brought to you by Minnesota Oncology, caring down to a science. Stay tuned for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,